Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino and some of his agents are expected to leave Minnesota today. MNN's Ashley Walker has details.
Multiple federal sources have confirmed this development, which comes days after 37-year-old Alex Preddy of Minneapolis was shot and killed by a Border Patrol agent during an immigration operation in South Minneapolis near Glamdahl Donuts. This is the third federal agent shooting since Operation Metro Surge began December 1st. This also comes after Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey spoke with President Donald Trump Monday, citing, quote, productive conversations and meetings today with Border Czar Tom Homan. Ashley Walker, MNN.
Among those who were at the scene Saturday were 37-year-old Alex Preddy of Minneapolis was fatally shot by U.S. Border Patrol, was a California congressman. Representative Ro Khanna says this enforcement isn't about politics.
I'm an immigrant. My grandfather was in jail for 4 years in the 1930s, 1940s, as part of Gandhi's independence movement. My parents came to the United States. I've seen the Indian independence movement from history, the civil rights movement. This is the hope for a multiracial democracy that's at stake.
Khanna is a Democrat who chairs the House Oversight Subcommittee. He called for ICE agents in Minneapolis to be arrested and prosecuted. Mediation claims between Minnesota farmers and their banks are four times higher, according to DFL Ag Committee Chair Eric Putnam. Mediation claims in many cases are the final step before a farmer declares bankruptcy. Putnam says state lawmakers have to help.
We need to reauthorize the resources that go to the state programs that help farmers in those processes. So that's one big priority for me, and it's an unfortunate one that we have to do, right? But that's something we have to do because the state of agriculture in Minnesota and the pressures being put on it by the federal government.
In other headlines, Minnesota taxpayers can now officially begin filing their 2025 state income tax returns. State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marquardt says the 2026 filing season opened Monday, and taxpayers have until Wednesday, April 15th, to submit their returns.
A lot of taxpayers will be receiving refunds, and the most secure and convenient way to get your refund is to file electronically and choose direct deposit. That's the best way to do it.
Minnesota's workplace injury rate held steady in 2024, remaining at a historic low. New data from the annual survey of occupational injuries and illnesses shows the state recorded 2.9 non-fatal OSHA recordable cases per 100 full-time workers, unchanged from 2023 and still the lowest level since tracking began in 1973. This is MNN.